Some predictions about thunderstorms come from surface observations or weather balloons, and while satellites are often used, UW researchers say not enough data is collected about the instability of air between 15,000 and 32,000 feet. Qian Yi Lu works at a campus office that processes satellite data. He says he and his colleagues found that information about what's going on higher up can improve forecasts 3 to 6 hours ahead of when a thunderstorm will hit.
In this information that we can plan ahead, such that we can make the decision, we can go outside for the outdoor activities, or we can help the government do some evacuation and prepare some damages and so on.
Yi Lu says the next step in his research will be to look at ways to get the additional satellite data into the hands of radio and TV stations and the general public.
To give a broad idea and warning or advisory in such like weather events.
Yi Lu is at this week's meeting of the American Geophysical Union presenting his team's findings. He also says he plans to work on what more satellites can tell us about snowstorms, like the one that hit Wisconsin last weekend. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.